Welcome to the audio weblog of the Hackberry House of Chosun. Today, me, a minister? So you say you're a minister of God. Here's a checklist given by a first century minister called Paul. It's in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 3 to 10. Print it out. You can go to my website and print this out. Check the ones that apply to you, if you dare. I personally don't dare. This is quite a list. Ministers of God, number one, never offend people in such a way that their ministry would be blamed. Number two, ministers of God are patient, long-suffering. Ministers of God have a lot of trouble. Ministers of God are often needy. Ministers of God go through a lot of stressful situations. Ministers of God can be beaten for their faith or go to jail for their faith. They can cause trouble, even riots. Ministers of God aren't soft and flabby. They work with their hands. Ministers of God lose a lot of sleep. They fast. They're known for their purity. They're not dumb. They're kind and loving. Ministers of God are full of the Holy Ghost. Ministers of God are men of the Word. Ministers of God manifest the power of God. They walk fully clothed with God's armor. Ministers of God are honored by some and dishonored by some. They're victims of evil reports, but also receive good reports. Ministers of God are thought of as deceivers and men of truth, all at the same time. Ministers of God are unknown in the earth, but well known in heaven. Ministers of God are appointed to death, and they live near death, but they continue on living. Ministers of God, as children, are spanked, but they don't stay down. They cry a lot, but they're always rejoicing. They're very poor, but they make others very rich. Ministers of God have absolutely nothing and everything. 27 things I found there in 2 Corinthians. Paul was not divine, but he had the divine nature, as all of us can have if we want it. It'd be so easy to look at a list like this and start being critical of, well, so-called ministers of God parading around today. But there's a better exercise. It's to get out a mirror, and this checklist will serve as such, and take a good hard look. Ministers of God, are you out there? If you'd like a written copy of what you've just heard, go to my homepage here at Sermon Audio, and from the main page, just type in Chosun, or Hackberry, at the top where it says Find. Click on the link that comes up, and then click on Weblog. Also on that page, you'll be able to access all my written and audio Bible teachings and information about North Korea. As you know, I am praying constantly and asking you to pray constantly that God will have His way in Chosun, that is North Korea, but also that He will have His way in your life and mine, that we will know exactly what He wants us to do, whether there or wherever it is. God bless you this day. Amen.